Hi, I'm Dr. Fidelio, and this is Go Beyond Greatness, Episode 21, Light. The world is not a friendly place, we know. However, the world is a beautiful place to be part of, one that challenges us daily, one that motivates us daily. In one moment, you can be lifted, and in another moment, you can be down on your luck. I was at a grocery store. If you know me, grocery stores are not my place of comfort. I don't enjoy shopping for groceries. I know. We now live in a society and an environment that allows us to get our groceries shipped to us. But bear with me with this story. So, I'm at this grocery store and my cart is filled with items I desperately need to survive on for the next couple of days, 2 weeks or so. Every aisle is packed with customers at this grocery store. The store manager sees me wobble my cart, seeking a clear cash register, but they're all booked. He comes up to me and says I can go to the 15 items or less aisle, and I'll get help there. So I wobble myself over to that aisle. How I was selected for this golden ticket? I may never really know. Perhaps it was my look of desperation. Once at the register, I start taking items out of my grocery shopping cart and onto that little racetrack. The manager signals to the employee at the register and they immediately have an unspoken understanding that I have clearance to be there. I'm good. Between placing the cucumbers and the avocados onto that little racetrack, an elderly customer approaches the 15 items or less aisle, the aisle I'm at. She looks at me with disgust. I smile back. That's my general rule when I meet people. A simple, casual smile. One of hope, one of resiliency. My smile right now is a smile of hope and resiliency. A smile that is literally asking, do you like grocery shopping? Because I don't. But I'm still smiling because I'm blessed to be able to grocery shop. You see, I find the light in things. In moments of darkness, I find the light. In that moment, I probably needed to find shelter because that elderly customer's eyes were zooming in on me like a DSLR Nikon camera. She wasn't happy. She wasn't happy that I was in the 15 items or less aisle, and I clearly had 1,500 items on that little racetrack. Is he supposed to be in this aisle? She asked. Is he supposed to be in this aisle? She kept asking. The employee at the cash register, who was probably 16 years old, was already worried about the situation. He has clearance, the employee said. Clearance? What's on clearance? I didn't see any clearance signs, she interrupted him, but kept her hook finger pointing in my direction. At this point, I'm sweating. I have that upper lip sweat, the heart-shaped sweat, you know? My glasses are starting to fog up kind of sweat. According to MedlinePlus.gov, sweat is a clear, salty liquid produced by glands in your skin, and it can cause smell. In a nutshell, I basically have hyperhidrosis, self-diagnosed. Who allowed him to be in this line, young man? Who exactly allowed you to be in this line? She kept asking. The hook finger kept pointing as she told me this. Maybe that's how she fishes when she reels in the drama. Like Police Chief Martin Brody in Jaws says, you're gonna need a bigger boat. Boom, I'm back. My self-confidence is at 100. I speak up. The manager allowed me to come to this line because I have, she cuts me off. Privileges? You have special privileges? You and your generation get all kinds of privileges. It isn't fair. You're right. It isn't fair. It's a privilege to be able to get up and go grocery shopping, which I despise. I don't enjoy grocery shopping, and maybe my generation doesn't like grocery shopping. Maybe that's why Amazon and Walmart are all making those little grocery shopping apps to go grocery shopping for you, so that we don't have to place our groceries, the things that we've shopped for, on these little racetracks. But you're right, it's a privilege to get up in the morning and see the sun. Some people can't see it. It's a privilege to sleep in a bed when others have nowhere to sleep. It's an absolute privilege to talk to you. Some cannot speak and hear, but I can guarantee you that my generation is building the best assistive devices for your generation and others that need help with hearing loss and speech disorders. Yes, there's an app for that. But there isn't an app for our privileges to check or update or modify. "Excuse me, sir," the employee kindly whispered. I turned around. I could still feel the hooked finger. "Yes," I said, wiping sweat from my forehead. "Go beyond greatness. Go beyond greatness," I kept telling myself as he pointed to the total. I reached for my wallet to discover it was missing. Nope, I had left it in my car. "Are you supposed to be in this aisle?" the hooked finger lady kept harping. I turned to see that she was holding my wallet. "I'm asking because this felt back there, and I wanted to know if it was yours," she asked, holding up my wallet. Apparently, she was holding the wallet with her hand the entire time, but her hooked finger got all my attention because it was pointing at me. "Yeah, yes, 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 ma'am. That's my wallet. Thank you." I reached for it and she handed it over. It was at that exact moment that I realized that one generation could not exist without the other. Each generation brings and provides something unique and authentic. I want our generation to continue growing and inspiring the next generation. I'm going to end with this positive affirmation. Do you have your wallet? Until next time. Bye.